Hachette Audio presents George Lucas, A Life. Written by Brian J. Jones. Read by Jay Snyder. This program contains a PDF of pictures.
For Barb, the Force is strong with this one. Prologue. Out of Control. March 1976. R2-D2 refused to work. It wasn't stubbornness on the part of the droid, a trait that would endear the character to millions of Star Wars fans around the world. Rather, as the first day of filming began on Star Wars in the Tunisian desert on the morning of March 22, 1976, R2-D2 wouldn't work. His batteries were already dead. The little droid wasn't the only one with a problem. Several other robots, operated via remote control by crew members standing just out of sight of the movie camera, were also malfunctioning. Some fell over, others never moved at all, while still others had their signals scrambled by Arabic radio broadcasts bouncing off the desert floor, sending them careening wildly out of control across the sand or crashing into one another. The robots would go bananas, bumping into each other, falling down, breaking, said Mark Hamill, the sun-washed 24-year-old actor playing hero Luke Skywalker. It took hours to get them set up again. The movie's director, a brooding, bearded 31-year-old Californian named George Lucas, simply waited. If a robot worked properly, even for a moment, Lucas would shoot as much footage of it as he possibly could until the droid sputtered to a stop. Other times, he'd have a malfunctioning unit pulled along by invisible wire until the wire broke or the droid fell over.